In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
It is the Thanksgiving Eve edition of Rush Hour Sports right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us this evening. I believe Bernie Miklas is going to be with us at some point during this hour, so we hope to have him on coming up in just a little while. As always, if you want to chime in on what we are talking about, you can do so by texting in at 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can also text into the program. Excuse me, that's where you text in, or if you are watching us on the video stream, you can just leave a comment on the chat, and we will get to that as we go along throughout the course of the hour today. We are continuing, and I'll tell you this, the conversation is largely going to continue from Rush Hour Sports into Sports Open Line. Want to give you an opportunity to chime in a little bit on what is what happened yesterday with the Cardinals, and where this team goes from here, the Sonny Gray trade, what that might represent, and what more might end up happening as a result of not so much a result, but what, you know, who's the next player to get moved, I guess, would be the easiest and the simplest way to be able to say that. Because we know that the Cardinals are open for business. And the fact that the market had not really developed yet for starting pitching, and yet the Cardinals make this move involving Sonny Gray. And I found it interesting. I haven't really seen much from the Boston media calling the trade just like a home run for the Red Sox. It seems like a lot of folks have referred to this as a bit of an overpay for the Red Sox on what they gave up for Gray. And there are some, and this is what I was hoping, and again, I hope we get Bernie on at some point on the show today, because it's something that he talked about in one of his videos today. He got into Sonny Gray and how the Cardinals kind of handled him with kid gloves and tried to get him home starts as often as possible, and some of the struggles when it comes to pitching away from St. Louis, and specifically pitching at Fenway Park and things like that. So, Bernie's going to be with us in just a few moments, and we'll get his thoughts on that. Again, if you want to chime in, you can text in 314-436-7900, or you can leave a comment on the stream, and we will discuss those things. I also, again, I'm kind of slow playing this right now because we are waiting for Bernie to come on, and I do want to throw something out at him. It's something that I've been thinking about since last night when it just... Not that we need to spend a whole lot of time on Sonny Gray in Boston. I think from our listeners' perspective, I think the higher interest is what it's going to look like for the Cardinals moving forward with Richard Fitz. And I think in the starting rotation, it would, for me, it would be a disappointment if Fitz is not part of that opening day rotation. And then obviously with Clark, just what's going to happen with him and how quickly he can move through the system. He's still probably a couple years away, but he's somebody who's got a high-end pitch. And his upside is as good and as strong as just about anybody's upside across minor league baseball right now. And that's something that Heim Bloom absolutely did talk about yesterday. And it's just it's a good piece to bring into the organization. Anytime you can add to the top 10 of your prospect list, that's a good sign. That's a very good sign for the health of your organization. It's also, by the way, it's a good sign for the top end of the Cardinals prospecting that, like, from an MLB pipeline standpoint, Brandon Clark, I think he was ranked fourth or fifth in the Boston organization, and then he came in to the Cardinals, and he was ranked as in the number seven spot. So what that tells you, and we've talked about this a lot, and Bernie brings up the Fangraphs numbers all the time because Fangraphs currently has the Cardinals farm system ranked as the top farm system in all of baseball. And different outlets have different rankings, and I know there's a lot of people that push back on the Fangraphs methodology on how they come together on that. But that being said, it does say something about what the Cardinals have been able to do with their farm system in the short amount of time. I believe we do have Bernie Miklas available to us right now. Hello, Bernie. Happy day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A little technical difficulties on my end, so I should have texted you to let you know. You doing okay?
I am doing good. I appreciate the Navy hat that you're wearing for those of you who are watching us today. All right, so I'm going to talk for a moment, and this is going to take a second, and I want to get your thoughts on something because I've been I watched your video today, and you discussed Sonny Gray and his numbers away from Busch Stadium and numbers at Fenway, yada yada yada, and I started taking that one step forward. And I like Sonny Gray. He was clearly the best pitcher for the Cardinals as far as his like ceiling, his top end, the highest top end stuff the Cardinals were going to get from a starting pitching standpoint the last 2 years was going to come from Sonny Gray. So this is not me trying to trash a guy on the wall as he walks out the door.
Right.
But I am really curious. I'm really curious to watch and see. He was able, Bernie, to get away with anything in St. Louis. Needs 7 days between starts? Okay. And Ollie's going to sit in his office and just act like, no big deal. This is normal. It gets really hot, and he wants to be pulled after five innings because he can't handle 95 degrees and humidity. No big deal. He's the alpha male of the Cardinals pitching staff. He owned that clubhouse. He was clearly the number one. He is at spring training. He's the guy who's throwing out the first pitch. You know when they do the first bullpen session, like he is the man. He is the guy. And now he's going to go into Boston. He's not their number one. They got a pretty solid number one there. All I can keep thinking about is the Red Sox don't exactly have a reputation for coddling people. Just ask Rafael Devers and how they screwed up that whole situation. And I mean, it gets hot in Boston, too. I'm really curious what it's going to look like for him, because I think there are some red flags on how it could end up playing out in Boston.
Matt, you're right. And by the way, I want to kind of join you in saying this. The stuff that I have said about Sonny Gray, even though I think he's a really good pitcher, but I was saying the same things about him, you know, this past season. I mean, more than a few times, noticing how bad he is on the road and noticing the fact that his fastball is just incredibly hittable now. And just even to the point where, as I said in my video today, and thanks for mentioning, you know, the Cardinals, Ollie Marmol and Dusty Blake, they had to set up their rotation to try to get him as many starts in Busch Stadium as possible. And that's why I always said, I'm sorry, he's not a number one. Because if you got a guy who is a true number one, a true ace, you don't finagle your rotation to the point where in two seasons, two-thirds of his start were at Busch Stadium. Now, what kind of number one starter you have to, like, basically protect him from the road? You know, and his numbers on the road 2 years in a row, just awful. I mean, just awful. I mean, so, yeah, all this stuff is true, and I respect him. I'm glad he was a Cardinal. There were times he was wonderful to watch him pitch, but it's sort of like the Brendan Donovan thing. And what do I mean by that? I mean this. Like, when you don't have a true ace, you don't have a true number one, Sonny Gray becomes overrated.
Yeah.
Because with the absence of a star pitcher, a real true number one ace type pitcher, he just he's treated as if he's better, or he's viewed as better than he is. That's kind of like Brendan Donovan. As much as we like him and as good as we think he really is, one of the reasons he's so popular is because there's no star power. The Cardinals have no real big stars, and he kind of fills that vacuum. And if the Cardinals hold on to Brendan Donovan, I'm good with that. He's a good player, but I'm just saying. One thing I won't do is, like, just like with Sonny Gray, I'm not going to pretend that a guy is not quite something that everybody else seems to think he is. That's all.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I also, something that I take note of, and I alluded to it a moment ago, but I'll say it more directly right now. When individuals go from being the guy to not being the guy, and if we can go back to the day that Ryan Helsley got traded, you can find the audio archive if you want. One of the things I brought up was, I would be concerned in New York about Helsley because he's going from a spot where he got the light show, he got the ninth inning, he got all the stuff. He's the guy. He's the closer. He's the big moment guy. He was doing it on a team that wasn't winning enough games, but he gets that. And now he's going to go be the setup guy. Sometimes he'll pitch the eighth inning. Sometimes he'll pitch the seventh inning. But the Mets have a dude who's going to cover the ninth inning, and it's not Ryan Helsley. I know that's not why Helsley had his issues, and that's not what I'm trying to say, but that was the red flag that went up for me when Helsley left. And if I'm sitting in Boston and I know the dynamics of where, how Sonny Gray was treated in St. Louis, where he was given basically the ace treatment inside of the organization, inside of the clubhouse, I would be concerned about him walking into that situation in Boston.
Yeah, and we noticed the way that things changed in terms of the way Ali Marmol used Helsley. And I came to call it, it's got like a play on words, you know, the famous book about Michael Jordan called The Jordan Rules. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden you had the Helsley rules. Oh, no, we can't. No, we can't use them. No. Only the ninth inning. Oh, it's all got to be a save situation. No, we can't. We can't do that. We're going to be really rigid. We got to use them this one way and one way only. And I think Kevin Wheeler and you and myself have talked about that. You know, you got to protect a closer and hard thrower. So we get it. I get it. But there were times where you know, they were so strapped in terms of personnel. It's like, I don't know that you can carry a guy that – is you can protect him and all that, and you can be judicious about how you use him. But, you know, these firm rules, you know, as if, you know, it's like, well, we can't do this. We can't use him in the seventh. No, we can't use him in the eighth. And, you know, there was a lot of criticism, I think, from fans, frankly, and they were right. It's just like, well, he doesn't pitch enough.
Yeah.
You know, he would sit because it wasn't a safe situation. And to your point, they weren't winning enough games. He would just sit. And a lot of times when he came in after sitting for 3 or 4 days, he wasn't as sharp. It actually worked against him to some extent.
Right? Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you that's where you fear comes in because – oh, well, if we use him tonight, he's not going to be as good tomorrow when the team's actually maybe winning a game. I am going to be listening to WEI or the Sports Hub in Boston that first July day where Gray goes out, pitches well, one run, five innings, 65, 70 pitches, and he takes himself out of the game because he's gassed. And like Boston ends up losing the game because of the bullpen. I'll be very intrigued to hear what the reaction is going to be when that happens.
You're so right. And listen, I know the answer. Of course, the Red Sox are aware of just how awful he was on the road as a Cardinal 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you know, to just sort of make fun of it, it's like, did Craig Breslow, did they go to Baseball Reference and like kind of check that out a little bit before they made the trade? I don't know.
Well, his best start though did come. He had that one start in Cleveland, right, where he went the nine innings, the one hit.
It's great.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't say it was bad every start. Right. I mean, but he had some good.
Well,
road
that
starts,
makes the numbers that so. He only pitches 1/3 of his starts on the road, so the sample size is already small. And then so a large portion of that sample size is 9 innings against Cleveland, giving up no runs and a hit, and the numbers are still what they were.
Yeah, he had in 2 years, again, he made 2/3 of his starts at Busch Stadium, and his ERA was 3.40. And he limited the power. He did a really good job. He was clearly comfortable, except when it was in the month of July and August. But you look at his road performance in 2 seasons, we're talking about a lot of starts. And he, well, not that many starts because it was home most of the time. But when he did pitch, man, his ERA in 2 seasons on the road was 5.07. And he was giving up nearly 2 home runs per 9 innings. And opponents were slugging 470 against him. I mean, like, and again, he had the occasional gem, don't get me wrong, but as you pointed out, but I was just flabbergasted that a guy could be, you know, so good at home and on time, such a really good pitcher, but there was also a fragile aspect to him from the standpoint that I just don't understand how you can be that poor on the road and how to the point where it's like you work with the manager and it's kind of like you come up with a plan to avoid pitching on the road. I mean, that's just weak stuff.
That's pretty.
And again, once again, yeah. I said that while he was here.
Yeah, I think we all said some version of it. That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. We'll continue this conversation.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat so good.
The Thanksgiving Eve edition of Rush Hour Sports right here on KMOX. Alongside of Bernie Miklas, I'm Matt Pauly. Thanks so much for being with us today. Bernie, I was glad to have you on today because there were so many things from yesterday's trade that I kind of wanted to go through with you.
And, sure.
I thought the fact that the Cardinals were willing to eat $20 million in part to get a better return and in part just to grease the wheels on actually getting a deal done. The Cardinals are not, I think sometimes they get a bad rap for never eating money. They have eaten some in the past, but it's something they've been somewhat averse to. And eating $20 million as a way to get more talent in the organization, I think is a notable part of yesterday's trade.
Yeah, I mean, I strongly believe, and I have a good source on this, that, you know, they obviously, I mean, Chaim Bloom and his people that studied the offer and studied all the offers, they really, really, really wanted Brandon Clarke. And I think to get him, I think they had to reach down and come up with more money just to get a better return. And listen, there are no guarantees that Brandon Clarke is going to become who they hope he's going to become, that because especially with pitchers that throw 100 miles an hour, you just don't know, but you have to have faith that you can get him through the minor leagues and work on him and work with him to improve certain things. But this guy's potential is unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to be such a snotty guy all the time, but it's like, this is what you do when you're rebuilding. Like, I just love the criticism. It's like, this is a salary dump. Well, they're just trying. Well, that's what you do in a rebuild if you have a 36-year-old starting pitcher whose contract is over at the end of this year, which means he's not going to be pitching for a contending team in St. Louis. So, yeah, it's okay to offload his salary. That is called rebuilding. And then what you do, you load up in as much pitching as you can because they neglected that area for so long. I love the fact that Bloom seems to be stockpiling as much pitching as he can get. When you look at some of the arms they've added over the last 2 years, it's pretty impressive. And a lot of them are hard-throwing guys. So, yeah, I don't understand the criticism of that part of it. It's incomprehensible to me that there is criticism. So, I think it's going to take a long time for all Cardinal Nation to kind of figure out what a rebuild is.
There's a guy on social media who covers Cardinals prospects at Kareem SSN.
And he's great.
He's really good. He's really good. And he showed a video of Clarke's sweeper yesterday, which is nasty, and said you can make a strong case that this is the best pitch in the entire Cardinals organization. This is the sweeper from Clarke.
You know, no, I've been doing so much research on this. And for example, I know at the end of the season, if you look at his entire record at A-ball, it's not impressive because there's some numbers that are really bad. And well, first of all, we know that he had a problem. No wonder. I mean, a kid throwing 100 miles an hour and he's got, his stuff is so volatile. It's so nasty, like his slider and this couple other pitches. Sometimes he doesn't know where it's going because it's just moving so much, right? But reading some of the mild criticism of it, you know, they're saying, look at his ERA, look at that walk rate. Yeah, he's a 22-year-old kid in his first season of pro ball. But if you look at You know, his first, I forget how many I can find it here, and I apologize. I'm being really dense tonight, and I apologize to you. No, if you look at, if you look at what he did up to a certain point, like he got off to an incredible start, and no one, they couldn't hit him. They couldn't hit him in low A or high A. But then he developed that blister problem, and it was a really bad blister problem, and he also kept tearing, ripping one nail off where he gripped the ball. And so his control just completely fell apart, and he just wasn't that good after that. But there is a specific reason why his performance tailed off, right?
Yeah.
You try throwing 100, and you try controlling a slider or in a sweeper that's just crazy for the movement. You try doing that when you've got a bad blister and you've got a broken nail that won't heal and you can't grip the ball. There's a reason why his performance tailed off.
Alongside of Bernie Miklas, I'm Matt Pauly. It's Rush Hour Sports. We're back after the news coming up right here on KMOX.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Rush Hour Sports continues on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Alongside of Bernie Miklas, I'm Matt Pauly. It is our Thanksgiving Eve edition of Rush Hour Sports. Welcome back into the program. Bernie, we've got a little bit of breaking news. It is being reported that Dylan Cease is signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. a guy who's not going to pitch you more than five innings most night gets 7 years, $210 million, annual average value, $30 million. That is the cost of pitching.
Absolutely. And you know who's really, well, he's very, very happy. But you know who also is happy tonight? Framber Valdez, yeah. Ranger Suarez, Michael King, right on down the line. I mean, this just raises the level it's going to take to get one of the top six or seven starters on the free agent market. And I was looking at some crowdsourcing predictions about what he would get. And then went to FanGraphs. You know, the basic prediction he would get about 5 years, $130 million. Well, I think he got a lot more than that. So, and it's interesting because by his standards, he didn't even have all that great of a year last year.
No, he didn't. And let's bring this back to the Cardinals. This is why it is so incredibly important for this organization to start producing high-end pitching out of their system, because it is so flippin' expensive to go out and sign impact pitching. A guy goes five innings, goes for $30 million a year. And it sounds like I'm putting him down. I am a little bit because he doesn't give you length, but he's still a really good pitcher. So that's why, look, this Clark kid may work. He may not work. All those guys they drafted that have swing and miss stuff outside of Doyle. I think Liam Doyle is like the can't miss guy. But then when you look at the profile of pitchers they brought in later rounds, it was a bunch of guys who have swing and miss stuff. It's got to be a bulk game here, Bernie. You got to bring in as many guys as possible with that skill set and hope that you hit on just a few of them.
And they've also, listen, they've brought in a lot of pitching talent. They've brought along guys that aren't necessarily power arms. If they think a guy knows how to pitch and he's got a great pitch arsenal, they've grabbed a lot of those guys too. But I tell you what, you know, the last couple of years, even go back to when John Mozeliak in 2023, you know, acquiring a guy like Tekoa Roby, for example, and he's got the Tommy John thing now, but he's a legit guy. The Cardinals have been stockpiling these kind of arms. And you're right. You need to have volume. You need to have quantity. And I don't know what I would figure that'd be pretty easy to understand with the price of starting pitching. And they have not been growing their own starting pitching for a long time. They let that area neglect. And that's why they were chasing people all the time to try to fill out a rotation. And that's why Bill DeWitt, who you go way back when to the Jeff Luhnow days, you said that, like, his edict was like, we have got to draft and develop starting pitching in particular. And I think the Dylan Cease thing is just a late example why that's mandatory for the Cardinals. And I tell you another thing about Dylan Cease that's related to the Cardinals, and you're going to say, well, what the heck would that be? Well, he was one of those prospects who was in the low minors when the Chicago Cubs were willing to give him up to get, it was in the Jose Quintana trade.
Yeah.
You know, like Dylan Cease was a guy that, so they gave him to the White Sox as part of that Quintana trade. I'm sorry. So, listen, these highly regarded prospects, there's a failure rate. There's no doubt about it. But there's also guys who turn into a jackpot for you. So Dylan Cease represents that thing too. You just never know.
Yeah. I will repeat this 9 million times over the next 2 years probably. Because the Cardinals, teams do not get rid of their can't-miss prospects. It just does not happen. The Juan Soto trade is a once-in-a-generation type trade. The level of prospects that went back in the Soto deal just does not happen. Teams do not part with their top prospects. So when you're doing this, and this is where I have so much faith in Chaim Bloom, because he's got such a good history of identifying pitching and having success with pitching, you have to go get these guys who are possible missed guys, but who you feel like you've got the infrastructure in place to be able to develop.
You know, he brought that Tampa Bay model, which, by the way, you know, he and a lot of his lieutenants have really updated. I mean, that thing's not the same model. No. They have taken it to a more advanced level. They really know what they're doing with pitching. And that's why I also have confidence in Chaim Bloom. And I know people think we're being too nice to him. I'm not sure why. I'm unaware of him screwing up anything, you know, and what he's done with the minor leagues and the player development and all the staffing and all the smart people he's brought in, and he's gotten them up to speed. I would say that's, you're off to a really good start in the job, and I like his first trade. But, you know, if you go through baseball history, I mean, John Smoltz was an unknown prospect when the Braves got him. There was a guy named Wainwright. I think we're familiar with him. Was a double-A pitcher in Atlanta. Cease was one of those guys. Cliff Lee was a prospect traded. Zach Gallen was a Cardinals prospect who was traded away. Sandy Alcantara, sorry. I put together a list, and I won't go through it. We don't have time, and nobody wants to hear me read names. But there have been a lot of starting pitchers who started out as nobodies, or they just were sort of like a promising guy at the double-A level, and they became stars. And you have to take your shot at those guys, because like you just said, man, there's no such thing as a sure thing. So you have to trust your instincts and your research and your analytics and everything else, and you have to take your shot at getting one of those guys. If one of those guys is available in a trade like Seinblum just made.
With Bernie Miklas, I'm Matt Pauly. One more break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up on this edition of Rush Hour Sports right here on KMOX.
This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Santa stole Thanksgiving for Christmas.
Just a couple minutes left on this edition of Rush Hour Sports here on KMOX, but don't go anywhere. Sports Open Line is going to be rolling your way this evening, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We've got a lot to do on the program tonight. We'll continue to talk Cardinals. We'll get into a few other things as well as we go through the evening here on the day before Thanksgiving. Bernie, how do you and yours do Thanksgiving? Is it a big meal, small meal, stay at home? What's it look like?
Oh, it's a lot of food, I can assure you that, but it is an intimate gathering. You know, my family lives in the East Coast. My brother and his wife, they spend time over at you know, his wife's family. They get together. So there's no one coming from the East Coast to St. Louis. And my wife has a small family. It's just her mother and sister and brother-in-law and nephew. So we always that's pretty much who it is every year. And it's a cozy gathering. It's a small, low-key gathering, but we really enjoy it, and it's a wonderful time. And the food is always great because you have three women in the kitchen. I don't do anything. Yeah, I don't mean to turn this into a gender thing, but I'm useless. Her brother-in-law's useless. So, yeah, they do the women in the family do their thing, and we get all the spoils, you know. So it's a great day that way.
Only a minute or so left, but the three sure. NFL games – I think especially the first two, that Packers-Lions game and the game people hear on KMOX, Chiefs-Cowboys, those look like pretty good games on paper.
Yeah, you know, the Packers, I don't trust them yet, and no. We know that the Lions are hurting. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but I think the Chiefs and the Cowboys will be good. And I think the Chiefs, maybe that dramatic victory last week will catapult them. We keep waiting for them to win two, three in a row. You got to beat the Cowboys. You just have to.
Cowboys had a dramatic victory themselves.
They did.
Yeah.
That's because the Eagles, for some reason, decided they don't need to run Saquon Barkley anymore. You know, they don't we don't need to give him the ball. So they've just been screwing up by not feeding him the ball. And that's one of the reasons why they lost that game.
Well, Bernie, it is the tradition of Thanksgiving. We tell people what we are thankful for. And I really mean this, that these past few months, as you've joined KMOX again, I've gotten to get to know you and become friends with you and colleagues with you. I can't tell you how thankful I am that the sports columnist I read growing up has become somebody that I host shows with. So that's one of the top things on my list that I'm thankful for this year.
You know, I've said this a lot. I'll say it again. I am so grateful to everyone at KMOX, but as a bonus, I get a chance to work with you and get to know you. You're a wonderful guy. You're very outstanding at your job. And I got a chance to get reunited with Kevin Wheeler and Tom Ackerman. So I'm very, very, very happy to be part of the KMOX family. And you're a big reason for that.
That's awesome. Bernie, enjoy Thanksgiving. I believe we'll talk again coming up on Friday.
Yes, absolutely. You take care, man.
All right, very good. That is Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly, wrapping things up on this edition of Rush Hour Sports. Don't go anywhere. Here's a rundown of what's coming up on Sports Open Line tonight. We're going to talk Cardinals baseball and prospects with our friend Kyle Reese. Matthew Rocchio is going to be on. We'll talk a little Billikens basketball and City SC with him. And then also an interesting report about fandom of sports fans in Missouri. We're going to go through that. It's all coming up on Sports Open Line next on KMOX.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.